This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Game 3 tonight, Cleveland Cavaliers. More on that coming up in a moment. Do you see the Bengals stuff going on down on the Ohio River? Which, Trey Hendrickson, what type of agent does he have? Talking about, like, retirement, and you said he wants more years?
He wants more money. He wants a contract extension.
And they can't do that.
He wants to be one of the highest paid edge rushers in football. But because of the contract extension he signed last July, they actually can't do anything. Physically cannot offer him any new money until right before the season. Because there's a 12-month lull. Either way, the negotiations are not going well.
Clearly this is not going the way they wanted it to. And T. Higgins is reportedly requesting a trade.
Yeah.
Down in Cincinnati.
They could do what we did with Njoku. Njoku had requested a trade. Kareem Hunt, right? Didn't he request a trade at one point? You could just not do it. Now, the Bengals, what do we know about their reputation
cheap
around the league? They are the cheapest.
Careful with a dollar. They just don't want to lose money.
See that bubble tent when I was driving to Florida this year.
So. It is a total joke that's an NFL franchise.
I'm not going to say anything about the bubble tent. I actually have a close personal friend who's like one of the people in charge of putting up that bubble tent now. So I can't.
Wait, turns the air on?
I'll let.
He makes the bubbles?
He's a muckety muck in the company that sponsors it.
So I'm just going to. You guys can make fun of the bubble tent. I can't make fun of the bubble tent anymore. I can make fun of them having to cross a street and practicing under an overpass.
Is it Dave Lapham?
Like they're the Cincinnati Trolls. But you guys can make fun of the bubble tent. I'm not going to make fun of that. Anyway, I do consider this more just a negotiation tactic anymore. Like, don't you? The whole the trade request thing. Like, I usually think he's good. Wouldn't something get worked out?
I don't know.
This
is a lot of noise, obviously. But what's even more interesting to me, I look bigger picture at this stuff.
But with wide receivers.
What did we always say when Baker was winning games? We're like, this is going to change everything because when a quarterback is good, it makes everybody fall in the line. Everybody on a team, offense and defense. Well, they've got a version 10 times better than Baker Mayfield. They've got Joe Burrow, and it doesn't matter. It goes to show you that I think we talk about this stuff in a way that does not apply to actual players. In the end, the players want as much money as they can get. Joe Burrow, they're paying a huge salary now too. So there's not going to be as much money elsewhere, although it seems like they should be able to find money for him. But it doesn't matter to Trey Hendrickson. It doesn't matter to T. Higgins. T. Higgins will go to the worst quarterback in the NFL if he got a big contract. He wouldn't care.
Gets his money, yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't care. So these guys don't care, especially as they're on their way up. Maybe on their way down, they will be okay with taking the hit.
I think it's like Stephon Diggs. Do you think Stephon Diggs felt that way? Like I want to compete. I want money. Like I don't know if there's some guys who are definitely willing to take a hit, play with a guy, take that swing in a ring. But anymore, like it's becoming. It kind of makes you appreciate Jarvis Landry and Amari Cooper that much more. Like, we had Odell, and Odell is Odell. Odell is an interesting figure. But there is a, what'd you give me that look for? Odell's Odell. We had Odell, but you also had Jarvis Landry and Amari Cooper. If Amari Cooper wanted to, he could be the biggest pain in the ass in the history of pains in the asses. I mean, he really could on this team. He's not. There's maybe some people around him who says he should be. I would probably, if I were around him all the time, maybe, and I didn't have a, if I didn't love the Browns, I'd be sitting there going, you know what? Maybe you should be getting yours. Maybe you should be a little bit more upset that they had four different quarterbacks, because he didn't play against Cincinnati. Four different quarterbacks throwing at you, and you still got over 1,000 yards. You still were able to lead. Like, you were still doing these things, and you're still not guaranteed a contract in the future.
Most receivers, like, obviously, you know, it's money first. Then you get to a certain stage of your career, you're thinking about legacy. And Amari Cooper, imagine if he got to play with Joe Burrow. Imagine if he got to play with Patrick Mahomes. Like, I'm a little surprised that not every veteran wide receiver in the league wouldn't want to, for the last 2 years or whatever, play with Patrick Mahomes and just do whatever it takes. But that means less money. So even at the end, they're still not willing to do it.
But you might get some of those guys, especially if you have Hall of Fame caliber guys, and it's like, all right, I've made enough. I'm going to need a ring to make sure I'm in because of the logjam of the position. Like, there are guys who do think long-term like that. But there's also, I think there's also plenty of guys who go, you know what? I need my money. I don't care about the Hall of Fame. I think there's plenty of guys out there, as much as I adore the Hall of Fame and cherish it and take it seriously, I bet there's plenty of guys who are 30 years old right now in the NFL going, yeah, I need my money. I don't need that. I don't need to go give a speech. I don't care. I need my money. I think that's how they see their Hall of Fame. So I think it's a little bit of a different thought. And wide receivers, I think you're in a weird spot where it's know your worth, know what you are to a team. But again, you got guys like Mark Schlereth, who was on Afternoon Drive a couple of days ago, and I couldn't believe it when he said it, that there hasn't been a guy who's been the leading receiver in the NFL as a wide receiver and has won a Super Bowl in the same year since Jerry Rice. And that's unbelievable. The deal that we make for wide receivers, and it hasn't been done since Jerry Rice.
Yeah, but it would same token. I don't agree that means you shouldn't have a Cooper dominant.
Cooper Kupp did it.
Cooper Kupp did it. That's right. Cooper Kupp and Jerry Rice. That's what he said.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a huge
true. But you know, gap. Yeah. Jamar Chase was right there with a chance. I mean, you do have to think about it that way too. Like, if you,
I'd rather have a better wide receiver than a bad wide receiver. I mean, my
depends.
God.
I just think every team does need game changers. You know, that just helps you. A guy, whether it's a tight end like Travis Kelce, whether it's a running back, man, it'd be great to have a healthy Nick Chubb. But you need game changers one way or another. You need a guy that defensive coordinators all get in the room the night before the Super Bowl and go, oh, my God, if we make one mistake, this guy's gone. It's touchdown. Mm-hmm. We can't make those mistakes. And that's what I think is more important than anything. So if you have a guy out there, whether it's a wide receiver, a tight end, or a running back, or obviously it's nice to have Patrick Mahomes, who is just that guy all the way around.
Coming up at 7:45. Coming up at 7:45, Fix My Life, and we're going to talk about the people who are very upset that they couldn't see the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 2 and how they could possibly see Game 3 coming up at 7:45. Lima, Boston lost last night. They look like they could be human. Miami, Eric Spoelstra, the Heat culture, the whole deal, they do it again. You're up 2-0 in a series right now. Tonight could be the night that this series ends. If you go down there and you beat Orlando, did you say they're favored tonight? Who did somebody say that they were favored?
They're 2.5-point dogs.
They're 2.5-point dogs. Okay. So you go down there and say that's as close as it could possibly be. So you say if they go down there and they win, I think we're all saying it, then this series is over.
I think the series is probably over anyway. But
probably, yeah. You see that that Boston is human. Could we be actually in a part where I owe Kobe Altman an apology and a lot of other people owe an apology too?
Wow.
Because I got to tell you.
We're two games and we're thinking it's been a week.
Because this is, it has. It's been a roller coaster of emotions all season.
I love to hear it.
Like, I'm not above admitting I'm wrong, or I'm not below admitting I'm wrong, I should say. I'm more than willing to admit I'm wrong. I don't like to. I don't set out to say stupid things and have to take them back. But I was as fit to be tied as anybody last week, and I have questioned several times, where is this all going? Where is the accountability? What are you doing here? And my God, if they did that in game 82 and they end up getting Boston, and the matchups have been favorable in the past. Now, that was before they had Tingus Pingus, but when the matchups have been favorable in the past, and they go out there and they somehow get past Boston, or you know what? Even if they take it to like seven games, I'm willing to say seven games, I might go, you know what, Kobe? I could see the method for the from the madness. I could see what you're doing. I could see the reason for it. Hell, I'll go even further. You ready to do this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to revisit the whole JB Bickerstaff thing and go, whoa, maybe we should give him hey, I'm an emotional guy. I know that. So I might have to take all this back or just say, well, a good thing we never had to say, because I don't know if I'm saying all this right now. But with JB Bickerstaff going, well, wait a minute. Maybe JB isn't the problem. Maybe JB can run it back with these guys. Like, I'm just looking at big picture going.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't want to have to go and live in some sort of honeymoon in the offseason and then at the very beginning of next season go, guys, JB's got to go. This is a mess. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, it's the Hugh Jackson principle all over again. Like, I don't want to bring him back tentatively. It's either you do it or you don't.
This might have been what they were banking on all along, Kenny, is that as much as we would have laughed about just one playoff series earlier in the year, when you actually go through it, and when you see growth, and when you see, you know, Evan Mobley kind of forging out a path to where you see where a trajectory could be down the road.
Yeah.
When you see Isaac Okoro, a sidestep three-pointer
yeah.
that he nails, and you're like, whoa, he never had that in the arsenal. He was always just catch and shoot. Now he has that to go along with his transition offense and defensive acumen. You just go through every single player. Darius Garland, who has clearly been banged up, hits the two big threes, and he's shooting well behind the arc, mm-hmm. showing some confidence there. One by one, Jared Allen, lights not too bright anymore. He is pushing guys around from Orlando. Max Strus, who's not shooting well, which I kind of warned everybody about, but 9 rebounds
here we go.
In each of the games. Like, he's playmaking. He's doing other things. George Niang, don't believe the numbers. Like, he is going toe-to-toe with Paolo and not letting him get to his spots, and he's putting a forearm into him,
mm-hmm.
using that strength and that savvy. One by one, you go through it, and you feel better about guys, and that can only happen when you push another team around in the playoffs, regardless of who they are. So it does start to change things, and you said the Boston Celtics looking a little mortal yesterday. It helps that the Heat went 23 of 43 from three-point range. That's insanity.
Is that something that could be sustained?
Well,
like, I still think Boston's going to win the series.
Yeah, Boston will win the series. Boston's not going to lose another game in this
series. Well, there you
go.
But
I'd be surprised.
I'm looking for ways that I'm already looking ahead to Boston and seeing how I can attack them. Like, that's what I'm trying to do.
And they match up in a weird way. They're not supposed to beat the Celtics. They'll be huge underdogs if they play the Celtics. But they do present some problems that the Celtics, and I've seen it in the regular season, and that was when the Cavs were undermanned.
Yeah.
I think you'd see it in the playoffs. The Cavs do have some matchup problems for Boston.
And I know you guys like to manipulate the audio and make me say things I never actually said. I'll say this for the record for anybody listening. I would like it to be that way. I want it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm fine with it. If it means good, solid foundations for the organizations that we have here, and I end up being wrong, just being a harsh critic and being a wild man, I'm perfectly fine with that. So say they go and they win this series, they finish this thing off here over the weekend, then they take on Boston. Guys, if they take it to seven games, I'm going to go, hey, you know what? We got a lot more gold in these hills than we're willing to admit. We are a better run organization than I'm willing to admit here. I'm going to cool off on Kobe Altman. I've tried to defend JB a little bit here and there, but there's not much I can really say. I've just felt it was a lost cause and that was it, and he's going to be let go at the end of the season. I can make you a hell of an argument about keeping him around if they take this to seven games against Boston in the next series. I'm willing to do all that, and I'd love to be able to do it. Let me get to Frank and Gates Mills. You're first up on the Fan.
Good morning.
Hi, Frank.
How are you guys?
Wonderful. Go ahead.
I am really nervous about the Cavs playing in Orlando. I just heard Anthony make a comment that that the series is over. I suspect that Orlando, with the young team playing at home, is going to be a lot better than anyone thinks they're going to be. And I hate to say, I think we're coming back 2-2, and we're going a lot longer than four or five games.
So you think this is a mirage? You don't think the Cavs have built anything here? You don't think they're doing anything right? You don't think they've had a coaching edge? Defensively, they've had it on lockdown. You don't think they're going to continue that defensively?
Well, defensively, they've been good, but they've also been good because Orlando's been so bad. And I think it's just the fact, and I'm not an Orlando fan at all. I just think it's
sounds like
they're
it.
A young
sounds
team.
Like you are.
Yeah, okay. They're a young team that hasn't been in the playoffs, and I suspect they're going to be
a lot better at home. That's my theory. I expect them to shoot better at home. They're shooting 23%.
Frank, thank you for the call.
From three, a lot of those are open, but I will be quick to tell you, they're open for a reason. They are playing into the Cavs' hands. The Cavs are okay. If Jonathan Isaac wants to sit in that corner, they're not even going to pretend to come out on him. But that stuff builds pressure, and as those start to miss and continue to miss, then you saw it. Guys don't even want to shoot. They don't want to shoot the ball right now, and that's the pressure that's happened to us, identical to what happened to us last year against the Knicks.
In this postseason, could you see yourself coming around on JB again? 216-474-0092. Now, I got people here. I'm going to get to you guys in this next segment, I promise you. But you got to hear what we're going to bring you next and fix my life. If you were upset, if you were one of the ones, I hate to tell you that we're fit to be tied over not being able to see that game two, because you were blacked out, you're going to want to hear, because we have some instructions, apparently, you're going to want to hear Fix My Life. Coming up next, getting ready for Game 3 on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.